Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks police have renewed a request for information related to a 26-year-old unsolved murder case. In a post, police reach out to the public for any information related to the May 30th, 1994 killing of David Barry McNulty. Police say McNulty was found shot to death at the Garden Island Party Store on Illinois Street, where he worked as a clerk, and that despite multiple leads during the initial investigation and additional information received and investigated over ensuing years, the case remains a mystery. Citing a request from McNulty's family, the police department is again asking for assistance from the public in solving the murder case. A controversial Fairbanks roundabout project is slated to be constructed this summer. State Department of Transportation Northern Region spokesperson Caitlin Fry says the construction of two roundabouts at the start of Chena Hot Springs Road, where it intersects with the Steese Highway, has been combined with another project.
The roundabout was started first, and then as we began that project, we got feedback from the community that the road itself was in pretty rough shape, and especially that first 6 miles where there's the most traffic. So based on that feedback, we initiated this new project to rehabilitate those first 6 miles, and we were able to get the whole package funded, and so we bid both of those projects together.
Fry says both projects are nearly entirely federally funded. The roundabouts have been in the works for years and drew some early criticism from the public and state legislators who questioned whether they would actually improve safety at the intersection. But the slower speeds required by roundabouts have proven to reduce crashes. And Fry says the intersection is the site of a lot of accidents.
There is a higher than average crash rate at that intersection. We know that from our crash data, which we get from police reports and also self-reporting, but also because that light pole that's right at that intersection gets knocked over quite a bit. And there's not always crash reports associated with that. You know, people might not file a police report. They might not report that they hit the light pole, but considering how many times we have to put that light pole back up, we do know that that's an issue as well.
Fry says the roundabouts and the mile 1 through 6 Chena Hot Springs Road rehab projects are currently out for bid, with work expected to begin in July. Juneau is about to become the first city in Alaska to get a permanent electric bus in its municipal fleet. KTOO reports that the city and borough of Juneau received a $5 million federal grant to purchase electric buses and charging stations. The first is expected to quietly hit the streets sometime in October. A spokesperson for Juneau's Capital Transit said most of its buses will remain diesel-powered for now, but it plans to replace 7 of its aging vehicles with electric buses by 2022. And Dan Bross.